In The Road Less Traveled, M. Scott Peck draws a sharp and morally charged distinction between neuroticism and what he calls character disorder, using this contrast to explore the nature of psychological suffering and responsibility. For Peck, the difference hinges not merely on symptoms, but on where an individual places the burden of responsibility for problems in living. Peck defines neurosis as a disorder of too much responsibility. Neurotic individuals tend to assume excessive guilt and self-blame. When relationships falter or circumstances go wrong, they reflexively look inward, often concluding that they are at fault. This exaggerated sense of responsibility can produce anxiety, depression, and chronic self-doubt. Neurotics suffer because they are overly willing to carry the weight of the world on their shoulders. In Peck's formulation, they struggle with boundaries. They internalize conflicts that may not be theirs to own. Therapy for such individuals often involves helping them relinquish inappropriate guilt and recognize the limits of their responsibility. By contrast, people with character disorders suffer from too little responsibility. Rather than blaming themselves, they consistently externalize blame onto others or circumstances. When conflicts arise, they see themselves as victims of incompetence, betrayal, or unfairness. According to Peck, this avoidance of responsibility is not a simple oversight, but a deeply ingrained pattern of denial. These individuals resist self-examination because acknowledging fault would threaten their self-image. As a result, their growth is stunted. While neurotics are burdened by excessive self-criticism, those with character disorders are protected by rigid self-justification. Peck emphasizes that this distinction is moral as well as psychological. Mental health, in his view, is inseparable from the capacity to accept responsibility for one's life. Growth requires the willingness to confront painful truths about oneself. Neurotics, though distressed, are often closer to growth because they already possess a functioning conscience and the capacity for self-reflection. Their task in therapy is to recalibrate responsibility, to stop blaming themselves for everything. Those with character disorders, however, must first develop the very capacity for self-criticism that neurotics have in excess. This is a far more difficult therapeutic challenge because it involves breaking through layers of denial and defensiveness. Importantly, Peck does not portray neurotics as simply healthier than character-disordered individuals. Both patterns are maladaptive. Yet he suggests that neurotics are generally more treatable because they are willing to engage in the hard work of self-examination. People with character disorders frequently avoid therapy or drop out early, since genuine therapy demands the acceptance of personal accountability. Ultimately, Peck's distinction reflects his broader thesis that life is difficult, and that psychological and spiritual growth require discipline, honesty, and responsibility. The central question is not whether suffering exists, but how one responds to it. Those who take on too much responsibility must learn balance, while those who take on too little must learn courage. In either case, growth depends on embracing reality rather than fleeing from it.